talking about winter and the winter blues, and we've got a lot coming at us all at once, right? We've got inflation with groceries up, and we also have an increase in energy prices. In fact, the Community Action Partnership of Hennepin County is actually seeing a huge increase in the need for financial assistance following a two-year trend of high energy prices. At the agency, energy assistance applications are pouring in. So we have Tammy Stauffer. She's on our newsline, our John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. She is Community Action Partnership of Hennepin County Director of Energy Assistance. That's a mouthful, Tammy. Thanks for coming on.
You know, thank you so much for having me. And yeah, it is a mouthful. I agree.
What are you seeing out there? I'm reading you have 20,000 applications for help right now?
Yes, we do. We have over 20,000 applications right now. We had a huge influx of applications this last week.
And what's happening? I mean, how does this happen? Do you get behind on your bill? Do they get behind and then ask for help? Or are they proactive and say, I can't do this? How do people come to you?
It's kind of a little bit of both. We have households that are very proactive, that apply every year. They get their application. They know when the program starts, when it ends, and they come in every year. And then we have brand new ones that they get behind and they don't know what to do. And our program is a benefit for them and a resource. And we're very happy that we're able to do so.
And you say families in so many instances are deciding, are we going to pay our energy bill or are we going to get groceries? And that's a horrible position, I would imagine, for people to be in.
Well, it's not only that, but it's also, are we going to pay the rent? Are we going to pay the mortgage? And with the inflation going on right now and the energy costs that have increased over the last 2 years, our program is a benefit to households that we can help supplement those costs and offset them so that they can afford to put food feed their families.
Sure.
They can afford to keep their roof over their house, you know, with their house over their head.
Yeah. Tell me how it works. What do they get? How does it all make sense and help the people in the end?
Yep. So to begin with, I said you fill out an energy assistance application. We have them on our website. The Department of Commerce has them on their website as well. We have them via paper, so they can fill out a paper app and send one in. And most recently, which has caused the huge influx of applications, is the Department of Commerce has now created an online application where a person can just go to their phone to the website link and be able to fill out and apply right online, upload their income information, gets automatically sent to the agency. It's the same application across the entire state. We don't have separate ones. And we can work through those applications in the order that they were received, and we expedite people who are in crisis. So if they have a disconnection or they've been shut off, they have no heat due to a furnace that has gone out, they get expedited so we can help restore that heat.
We're talking to Tammy Stauffer, Community Action Partnership of Hennepin County Director of Energy Assistance, about the increase in applications and the need with the price of energy up and up and up, and inflation. We're seeing a lot of burden, a lot of pressure on families. Tammy, I just wanted to ask you, are some members of our community affected more than others?
Absolutely. Households that our program deals with households that are low income.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are disproportionately affected more than a household that has a dual income. We have a lot of single families, single parent households that are affected. We have a lot of culturally diverse households mm-hmm. that are affected.
Yeah, I think I read, Tammy, that Black households are 3 times more likely to be affected compared to white household. For Hispanic families, it's about twice as much. So you talk about poverty.
Absolutely.
And people of color, those people are the most affected by these increase in prices, whether it's food or rent, what have you. Now, am I correct to say that you wrote, you? I have a story that was written about this. I understand this. She said, I lived it. Do you have a personal knowledge of going through something like this?
Absolutely. I said, when I had my son almost 28 years ago this month, I was unemployed, and I said I was on welfare, and I struggled to find work and childcare and trying to pay the bills and keep him fed and housed. Mm-hmm. I said, I didn't know about this program. I said, I would have loved to known about this program at that time. So I've been in the shoes, you know, that of our households, mm-hmm. you know, how they are.
So right. I've you really get shoes. It. Right, right, right.
I get it.
So this is actually money. You give them money to help pay for their energy bills or for whatever they need?
We give actually the vendors the money. So they apply, and then we send the money directly to the electric, the gas companies, the fuel companies, to be able to help offset their bills. So it goes as a credit on their account.
Okay. And is this rural and urban? I mean, this isn't just the Twin Cities, right?
Nope, this is statewide.
And the need is, do you see the need all over the state of Minnesota, or is it just concentrated in one area?
Oh, it's all over the state of Minnesota. I said we have a heavy concentration in the metro area because we have a more dense population here, but it's all over. And our rural areas have difficulty with most of their utilities are fuel utilities, and the cost of propane is higher than usual too. Mm-hmm. And so they, you know, to be able to get a bill to fill a tank to heat their home for the winter, or even just a few months in the winter, is close to $800 to $900 to $1,000. So yeah. Households don't have that right off just in
yeah.
their bank account.
Yeah. That's a lot. And I see, according to the Consumer Price Index in Minnesota, electricity bills are up 24% and mm-hmm. Gas 57%. So we yep. really are looking at some big increases that people can't afford. So you mentioned the 20,000 applications. You're asking people to be patient as best they can.
Yep.
And as you say, they prioritize emergencies. So if someone's
yep.
in a cold house, you'll handle that first.
Absolutely. Yep. Anything. We sure will. And we do say patience. I said, we will get to everybody. I promise we will get to everybody. So please have patience with us.
Can you tell people if they're listening and they need to either use this themselves or share it with somebody else, where should they go?
The easiest way to go, because this is across the state, is to the Minnesota Department of Commerce website.
Mm-hmm.
Just Google energy assistance, and on that, it will, you put your county in, and it'll tell you exactly who your provider is and who to contact. And then that online application is right there as well. So you can just do it right there and be able to get your application in immediately.
Great. Is there anything you want to add before I let you go? Go ahead.
The program stops taking applications May 31st, so make sure that you get your application in before May 31st right now. And if you've applied already, I said, please, and you haven't heard from the agency, I said, contact us, you know, and we will let you know what's going on with your application. If you're missing some information we need to finish your application, we'll let you know that at that time.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Tammy. Thanks for coming on tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I am so happy to have been here. This is a passion of mine. Mm-hmm. It's what I've been doing for 14 years.
Yeah. So, helping people stay warm.
Yep.
And feed their family. Well, thank
exactly.
you, Tammy. Yep. Tammy Stauffer, a Community Action Partnership of Hennepin County Director of Energy Assistance, with us on News Talk 830 WCCO.